Welcome to the Data Able podcast, where Dave Mathias and Matt Jesser dive into data. Each week, they cover the culture, knowledge, and practices that successful organizations, leaders, and individuals use to get value out of data.
This week on Data Able, we're talking about improv. So one of the things that Dave and I were talking about recently was how important topics like improv really are to helping analysts do their jobs better. Dave, talk to me a little bit about improv and how that can help an analyst.
Yeah, and let's first step back and talk a little like what is improv, because I think some folks may just not even know what improv is. And when we're talking improv, it's sort of like, I don't know if you've ever been to improv comedy. Have you ever been to an improv comedy show, Matt?
I have. I lived down the street from Second City when I lived in Chicago.
Well, geez, of course, the place, right? Well, and the Twin Cities also, where we're at now, is a huge improv, mecca. So here in Chicago, we're two of the early ones. And improv comedy, right, it's not the traditional stand-up. It sometimes there's short form or long form, but more that sketch comedy. You think of Saturday Night Live and some of those, and really, Whose Line Is It Anyway? That's kind of show, when people say improv, that's what you're going to see. But when you think of improv, the key is thinking on the fly. And there's a couple rules of improv, sort of. One is the concept of yes and. So yes and, Matt, have you heard that term before?
Yes, and I'd like you to talk more about it.
Excellent. We got the yes and in there. So yes and is really just building off others. So, when you're doing an ideation session, for example, so you're thinking of what problem to work on analytics, a data problem, or, what's the business problem you're trying to solve. Maybe it's a new product that you're trying to determine and you're using data to help inform that new product. It's the idea of building on others and not bringing up the no or the buts or things like that, but really building out that yes and component. The other thing that I try to always take away with improv is the idea of getting outside of your voice inside your head that's trying to, put together the next line, to think about what that response is to the other person. And instead, you're just listening to that person, paying close attention to what they're saying, and then responding and then reacting. And so it's the idea of not predetermining, not trying to figure out, how can I, jump in and look smart and do that. But instead, it's really focusing, being a really good listener, which I think no matter what the situation, but certainly if you're data analytics, that is definitely helpful. I think one of the things that often happens is when you're talking between the business and the analytics side of the house, or whether it's data analysts or data scientists, and really a lot of departments when you're talking about very different departments, is the idea that you're not really listening as much as you should be listening, and then you're ready predetermining your responses. And I think the less that we do of that, the better we are. So that's a couple of things that I find useful, and plus it's just fun. So, little self humiliation, if you have a chance, there's improv classes in most major cities. And in fact, there's actually some improv podcasts out there. If you're looking for another podcast in addition to Data Able.
So it sounds to me, your definition, your description of improv sounds like it's pretty focused on the requirements gathering piece. That's where I see a lot of value. When you're listening to others, you're doing that yes, and you're trying to get more information and play off of someone else, the requirements gathering is a natural place for that early in that project, early in that analysis project. Do you see any other applications elsewhere in the analytics lifecycle for improv?
Yeah, so that's a good question. I think one of the things that improv, to be good at it, you need to be able to really adjust quickly. And so when you're doing setting up experiments and you're getting, you figure out your experiment and something's very different than how you thought it would be, it's the ability to pivot quickly and adapt and then, react and then move on. And so I think that's another component when you're talking about that data science lifecycle. I do also think even in the storytelling aspect of things, I think sometimes people get so serious, so, you know, set on how they're going to tell that story. And definitely it's you don't want to just like wing everything, but you certainly, and things are never going to go as planned. You're going to get questions that are thrown at you that you didn't expect. And it's how you're reacting in that situation. Are you listening to what that executive is saying or your boss is saying in those situations where it might have been a little unexpected? And then you're taking the time to then respond. So that's you know, I think there's various areas that you can apply the principles of improv.
Yeah, I would agree. One of the areas that I probably see a lot of value in is in actually sharing your analysis out towards the end of that project. So you're sitting in a room with executives, with some leaders. They're anxiously awaiting the information and the insights that you're going to provide. Still listening to the audience, still understanding where they're coming from, what challenges might be in front of them, and helping to guide the conversation. Even though you've worked tirelessly to put together this deck and you want to get through the agenda, really listening to those executives and where they're at, and meeting them where they're at through that analysis process, I think is a really important step. There have been times in my career where I'm meeting with an executive, meeting with a leader of some kind. We've done an analysis. We've, you know, put blood, sweat, and tears into it. And we sit down and there's some other challenge that, you know, they just came from a meeting that you know, they've got their mind still wrapped around. And some of the best conversations I've had was when I set that analysis aside, never even touched it, and just had a conversation with them. What tends to happen is you learn a lot about the business. You learn a lot about other projects that might need to get spun up. And honestly, they're just not ready to hear what you might have to say. So using those improvisational skills to read the audience, to read where they're at, and to make sure that whatever you're providing back to them, it meets their need at that time, I think is a really important skill and can add a lot of value to your business and to those leaders.
Definitely. And I think those skills, you know, and you, of course, you could take an improv class. And I'm actually taking this class right now. It's character class. I'm taking it out of a theater here in town called Huge Theater. And we're talking about, how does that one thing, whether it's your voice, whether it's your presence, you know, your body presence, you know, those different things, how can they impact the conversation and make the conversation? And even thinking of when you're going into that meeting with that executive or, you know, client or whoever it is, understanding how, what is that thing that you're going to lead into? You know, I think it helps you also hone that focus and at the same time be able to adapt. So, Matt, any other thoughts on improv? Are you ready to go out and sign up for the next improv class?
I am ready to go find a local improv class right now.
There you go. Well, I encourage everyone to actually take improv. Like, I really think it helps stretch people beyond what they'd understand until you do it. And it is interesting because some folks will say, you have to take improv, it changes your life. I don't know if it changes your life, but I do think it does definitely make you reflect more on yourself. And I think that will help us all as you know, in whatever situation we are. So that self-awareness really helps.
The Data Able podcast is produced by Dave Mathias and Matt Jesser and made possible by Beyond the Data. At Beyond the Data, we are on a mission to help high-performing individuals successfully become champions for a more data-driven approach in their organizations. We believe that data science is only part of the equation. Getting value out of data requires building a culture that starts with you, is supported by executives, and trickles down to every facet of your organization. You can learn more about Beyond the Data and our approach at gobeyondthedata.com.